with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Steps being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets, that after the Hamas attack on Israel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stopped short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling for the protection of civilians in both the Gaza Strip and Israel. He met today with several Middle East leaders. Ukrainian officials have reported intense combat as Russian forces assault the eastern Ukrainian city of Avdiivka, a number of civilian casualties. Also at SRNnews.com, synagogues were full today and security was tight.
At Temple Adas Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service, a police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. In Oklahoma, the news is not good for a pair of Methodist churches.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting for them. However, it is debatable how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. This is SRN News. One of the two biggest proposed carbon dioxide pipeline projects in the Midwest is now on hold. Here's John Scott.
That's so the company can reevaluate the route. Navigator CO2 Ventures has withdrawn its application for a permit in Illinois, and it said in a statement it was putting all its permit applications on hold while it reassesses the project's route through South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. The Illinois permit is crucial because that's where the company planned to store the carbon dioxide. But Navigator isn't abandoning the project. John Scott reporting.
11 people have been hospitalized following an ammonia leak at a Southern California business. The Orange County Fire Authority says the leak was in a commercial building. No immediate word on what may have caused the leak. Authorities say exposure to high levels of ammonia can be very dangerous. More details at SRNnews.com.